The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. Compete with yourself and root for everybody else. The Stoics said that you should focus on your own improvement, that the only race to run is against yourself. At the same time, they also remind us that we're all tied up in this thing together, that we're all bees in the same hive. Aren't those two things at odds with each other? When you focus on your own race, don't you necessarily want to win at the expense of others, or at the very least have to disregard them and their interests? Well, no. We've talked about this. What one does ripples through the collective. Marcus Aurelius said that when one bee is injured, the whole hive suffers. It goes the other way, too. When one bee succeeds, the whole hive thrives. A tweet from Candace Millard squares this tension perfectly. My advice, for what it's worth, she says, for success and happiness is this: compete with yourself and root for everybody else. In his letters to Lucilius, Seneca was explicit in his writing aspirations. He wanted to be one of the greats. But unlike some writers, he didn't view other writers as competition. If he read a great work, he didn't see it as a threat. In fact, in his 46th letter, Seneca says he received his copy of a book that Lucilius wrote with the intention of just quickly skimming it. The sunlight called to me, he said, hunger warned, and the clouds were lowering. But I absorbed the book from beginning to end. I was not merely pleased, I rejoiced. So full of wit and spirit it was. He was happy for his friend. He was rooting for him. And we can imagine he was inspired to better himself and get better at his own craft as well. Seeking out shipwrecks. I was shipwrecked before I even boarded. The journey showed me this, how much of what we have is unnecessary and how easily we can decide to rid ourselves of these things whenever it's necessary, never suffering the loss. That's from Seneca's Moral Letters 87. And this is today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living. From yours truly, Ryan Holiday, with my co-author and translator, Steve Hanselman. You can get the book anywhere books are sold, including signed copies in the Daily Stoic store and our limited edition, leather-bound edition as well. Zeno, widely considered to be the founder of the school of Stoicism, was a merchant before he was a philosopher. On a voyage between islands in the Mediterranean, his ship sank along with its cargo. Zeno ended up in Athens, and while visiting a bookstore, he was introduced to the philosophy of Socrates and later an Athenian philosopher named Crates. These influences drastically changed the course of his life, leading him to develop the thinking and principles that we now know as Stoicism. And according to the ancient biographer Diogenes, Zeno joked, "Now that I've suffered a shipwreck, I'm on a good journey." Or according to another account, "You've done well, Fortune, driving me thus to philosophy." The Stoics weren't being hypocritical when they said we ought to act with a reverse clause or that even the most unfortunate events can turn out to be for the best. In fact, the entire philosophy is founded on that idea. You know, I tell this story at greater length in Lives of the Stoics, so I'll read you a chunk of that as well, just because it's one of my favorite stories in all of Stoicism, and I think it's just so fitting. I write, "The story of Stoicism begins fittingly in misfortune. On a fateful day late in the 4th century BC, the Phoenician merchant Zeno sent sail on the Mediterranean with cargo full of Tyrian purple dye. Zeno's family's trade was in one of the most valuable goods in the ancient world, and as for many entrepreneurs, their business was on the line every day. No one knows what caused the wreck. Was it a storm, pirates, human error? Does it matter? Zeno lost everything, ship and cargo, in a time before insurance and venture capital. It was an irreplaceable fortune. And yet the unlucky merchant would later rejoice in his loss, claiming, 'I made a prosperous voyage when I suffered a shipwreck, for it was the shipwreck that sent Zeno to Athens and on the path to creating what would become Stoic philosophy.'" Another fun wrinkle about this that I love is that, you know, he ends up in a bookstore, and it's the bookseller is reading the works of Socrates, and this is what sends Zeno down his path. So I think there's a couple things here. Zeno's quote is actually a little bit more about the idea of premeditatio malorum, about preparing for adversity. Maybe Zeno was prepared, maybe he wasn't. Again, that his whole business was on the line, that he lost everything in this shipwreck, maybe suggests that perhaps he wasn't. But the idea that the worst possible thing, the thing you dread, the thing you could not have imagined, the thing you think is the worst stroke of bad luck, turns out to be the pivot point of his entire life. Zeno, think about how many Tyrian dye merchants there would have been in the ancient world, how many of their ships were coming into Athens week in and week out. And think of how few of them we've even heard of. I mean, have you even heard of Tyrian purple? No, you haven't even heard of the country that Zeno's from, right? And so the irony is that the thing that he probably resented and was angry about and feared, all of this, turns out to be the only reason that we're even talking about him right now. And I think this is a good lesson that, you know, holds true in your own life, right? If you think about the worst things that have happened to you, the things that you dreaded, the things that you wanted, as time has passed, you've seen how they've contributed to who you've become. That's not to say you would have chosen them. That's not to say that they weren't painful. And that's not to say that there wasn't more, in some cases, more downside than upside. But there was upside. And in that, we can make true what Zeno said, that that we made a great fortune by suffering a shipwreck, that perhaps from heartbreak came the love of your life, or from a financial calamity came, from some great injury came a wonderful recovery, came a new way of doing things. From the heart attack came an awakening about your health. The worst thing that happened to you can become something good. This is what the idea of the obstacle is the way is really about. And I just love so much that it's literally written into the story of Stoicism, that it is there at the beginning. It is there before the beginning. In fact, it's there causing the beginning. And I think that can be true for all of us as well. So I'm not saying I hope you find I hope your ship wrecks today. I'm just saying if your ship does wreck, let's turn it into a Zeno-like rising from the ashes. Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference. And of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it, and I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back in the plumber days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.